Ukraine security issue.
The armed forces of Ukraine have taken control of the city of Snihurivka in the Mykolaiv region. After 8 months of life under occupation, the local residents applauded the arrival of Ukrainian fighters of the 131st Separate Reconnaissance Battalion. The Ukrainian fighters published a video reporting the liberation of Snihurivka, a move that has opened the way to Kherson for the Ukrainian armed forces. In the meantime, the occupiers have announced that the evacuation of the civilian population from Kherson is over due to the unwillingness of the people to leave. The occupying authorities have ceased paying salaries and social funding, reads a report of the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. Advisor to the head of the President's office, Mykhailo Podolyak, said that it is too early to confirm the withdrawal of the Russian troops from Kherson. For that, we'd have to see the Ukrainian flag fly over the city. According to Mykhailo Podolyak, all announcements made by the Russian authorities constitute informational propaganda. The potential withdrawal of Russian troops from Kherson is a consequence of the actions of the Ukrainian army, Oleksiy Hromov, Deputy Chief of Main Operational Directorate of the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, said at a briefing. I want to emphasize that every goodwill gesture of the enemy forces is backed by the colossal effort of our fighters. Similar to the enemy's withdrawal from the Kyiv and Kharkiv regions and Zmiyiny Island, the potential withdrawal from Kherson is a result of the active work of our armed forces. Ukrainian defense forces have destroyed Russian logistics routes in the Kherson region and have violated the enemy's troop management system, leaving them with the only option to flee. At this given moment, we are not in a position to neither refute nor confirm the alleged withdrawal of Russian troops from Kherson. Watch this space for official announcements of the General Staff in regard to combat action of the armed forces of Ukraine. According to President Volodymyr Zelensky, the announcement of the Russians' withdrawal from the right bank of the Dnipro River in the Kherson region are neither a goodwill gesture nor a gift from the occupiers, since no one just gets away if they don't feel the strength. The Ukrainian army shall continue liberating its territories from the enemy forces, Zelensky said in a video address to the nation, and warned Russia of the dangers of blowing up the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant. And now I want separately and once again to warn everyone in Moscow who makes the relevant decisions. Any attempt by you to blow up the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant and flood our territory and dehydrate the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant will mean that you are declaring war on the whole world. Think what will happen to you then. Ecologists state that the damage caused to Ukraine's ecology by warfare will lead to global consequences, with the whole Eastern European region at risk. Ukraine is home to 40% of Europe's biodiversity, and blows to the ecological system of Ukraine are blows to the climate and environment of other countries too. Tetyana Timochko, head of the Ukrainian Ecological League, says that nuclear blackmail and other threats from Russia are an especially acute issue. Of course, we have to raise the issue of the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, because the associated risks are a danger to territories outside Ukraine. Consequences shall reach the aggressor state itself, along with countries of the whole Black Sea region. After the nuclear explosion in Fukushima, it took 12 days for the radionuclides to reach Europe from the territory of Japan. In the event of a critical situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the whole world will feel the consequences. Russia is likely accumulating stocks of missiles for a new massive strike on Ukraine's critical infrastructure, said spokesman of the Air Force Command Yuri Ignat. The enemy has understood that single strikes are not too efficient, because a small group of missiles will definitely be shot down, just as the Shahids. That's why it is probable that they are accumulating missiles for a massive attack. We cannot rule out this possibility, since the enemy has not given up its intentions to damage our critical infrastructure. The same goes for Shahed drones. High-ranking officials on Russian television are overtly threatening mass strikes on thermal power plants in retaliation for the developments in Kherson. Andrei Lugovoy, first deputy head of the State Duma Committee on Security, has suggested attacking the energy system of Ukraine in anticipation of winter. We are showing the Ukrainian society that we are ready to sow chaos and panic and beat down the energy system in such a way that no one gets a chance to assume that people will have comfortable living conditions in the wintertime. They must finally decide whose side they're on. Secondly, this is a political signal for Russians. The strikes that we launch must serve as evidence for our society that we are indeed following a certain strategy, and what happened in early October was most likely a coincidence with the situation around the Crimean Bridge. As we have reported earlier, Russia launched a massive missile attack upon Ukraine on the 31st of October, targeting a series of critical infrastructure facilities. A total of 55 missiles were launched, 45 of which were downed by the Ukrainian air defense. As a result, the occupiers damaged 18 facilities in 10 regions, most of them objects of energy infrastructure. 10 people were injured in the attacks. 17 European member states have responded to Ukraine's calls for help in overcoming the energy crisis caused by Russia's massive missile attacks on critical infrastructure. Olha Stefanishina, Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration of Ukraine, has confirmed that EU countries have sent Ukraine 500 electricity generators. Ukraine hopes the EU shall approve the Euro Commission's initiative on providing Ukraine with 18 million euros of macrofinancial assistance, Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal wrote on Facebook. The funds would help cover a significant part of the state budget deficit that will amount to $38 billion next year. EU loans shall be granted with minimal interest rates, but Ukraine has no other options. Danilo Hetmantsev, chairman of the Verkhovna Rada Committee on Finance, Tax and Customs Policy, says the country's foreign debt shall exceed GDP by more than 100%. A positive feature today, Hetmantsev says, is the stabilization of the financial sector. Residents of Picton, a small town 160 kilometers away from Toronto, Canada's capital, raised $102,000 Canadian, equivalent to 2.8 million hryvnias, in support for Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to Canada, Yulia Kovalev, explained that these funds will be used for the reconstruction of a school in the Kyiv region that was destroyed by Russians, as well as to purchase medical supplies.